And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of January, 2025. Today is the birthday of Joyce Tischler, born on this day in 1935. Joyce Tischler, affectionately known as the Mother of Animal Law, is the co-founder of the Animal Legal Defense Fund and was ALDF's executive director for 25 years. Professor Tischler is internationally recognized for her trailblazing work in launching the field of animal law. In 2008, through collaborations between the Animal Legal Defense Fund and the Lewis and Clark Law School, the Center for Animal Law School was founded. Professor Tischler taught there to help educate the next generation of animal lawyers. Joyce Tischler, who said, "The field of animal law has grown throughout the world. There are lawyers in Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, Australia, New Zealand. Everywhere that there are animals, there are now lawyers who are protecting animals. I have faith that we will be in a world where animals have rights someday. I look forward to a world in which we don't eat them, we don't torture them, we don't use them or exploit them, where we allow them to be who they are. A vegan, cruelty-free world in which our brethren have lives that are meaningful to them." The publication of Animal Rights, What Everyone Needs to Know, by Paul Waldow, was on this day in 2011. And the publication of Animals Are Not Ours, No Really They're Not, an Evangelical Animal Liberation Theology, by Sarah Withrow King, was on this day in 2016. And this evening at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, In Defense of Animals is hosting a candlelight vigil for elephants at the front entrance of the Los Angeles Zoo. Their website reads, "We will join in solidarity to honor and remember the elephants who perished in captivity during 2024. We will also memorialize Jewel, who died in the Los Angeles Zoo on January 15, 2023, and Shanzi, who died in the Los Angeles Zoo on January 3, 2024. In addition, we will remember those who are still held behind bars, such as Billy and Tina, the last two elephants confined in the Los Angeles Zoo. We continue to call upon the LA Zoo to release Billy and Tina to an accredited sanctuary. Captive held elephants are treated as commodities to generate profit for zoos, circuses, and other entertainment venues. They are held in impoverished environments, lacking the space required for the largest land mammal on Earth to thrive. After enduring a lifetime of stress, trauma, loneliness, and pain, they often die prematurely of diseases such as arthritis, foot disease, digestive issues, and other illnesses brought on by the unnatural conditions of their confinement. They express their mental, physical, and emotional anguish through the stereotypical swaying, rocking, and bobbing movements exhibited by both Billy and Tina. The Candlelight Vigil for Elephants will honor these extraordinary beings and their birthright of freedom. Someday, may they all roam safe and free in their homelands. This will be a peaceful and non-confrontational event. Join us to bear witness, raise awareness, and hold the space for minds to change. Learn more at animalrightscalendar.com. And here is a poem for today, "The Elephant is Slow to Mate," by D.H. Lawrence. The elephant, the huge old beast, is slow to mate. He finds a female. They show no haste. They wait for the sympathy in their vast, shy hearts slowly, slowly to rouse as they loiter along the riverbeds and drink and browse and dash in panic through the break of forest with the herd and sleep in massive silence and wake together without a word. So slowly, the great hot elephant hearts grow full of desire, and the great beasts mate in secret at last, hiding their fire. Oldest they are, and the wisest of beasts, so they know at last how to wait for the loneliest of feasts, for the full repast. They do not snatch, they do not tear. Their massive blood moves as the moon tides. Near more near, till they touch and flood. The Elephant is Slow to Mate by D.H. Lawrence. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to have faith that we will be in a world where animals have rights someday.